I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The final living culprit behind the 1963 16th Street Baptist Church bombing was denied parole this morning. The parole board briefly deliberated and denied 78-year-old Thomas Blanton early release. Blanton was convicted and sentenced to four life terms in 2001 in the bombing that killed four girls and injured another. Doug Jones is the former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. He was the lead prosecutor in the case against Blanton. Jones says there was a lot the board had to take into account.
I think one of the most important aspects of any parole consideration is whether or not the inmate has accepted responsibility for their acts, expressed remorse, you know, done those kind of things that you would expect to see a changed person.
Jones and members of the victims' families were at the hearing and asked that Blanton stay behind bars. He will be up for parole again in 5 years. Authorities say an Etowah County coroner accused of stealing prescription medication has been charged. Etowah County Sheriff Todd Endrickin says 52-year-old Michael Head is charged with second-degree theft of property and unlawful possession of a controlled substance. Head was arrested yesterday after authorities searched his home in Gadsden. Alabama is looking at a heat advisory this afternoon, and more summertime weather could be on the way. APR student reporter Keith Huffman has more.
The temperature will be in the mid to upper 90s today. However, when you combine the heat with the humidity, it can feel as hot as 109 degrees in the shade for the rest of the day. A similar heat index may stretch until Sunday, and those who are most susceptible to the heat need to take precautions. John DeBlock is with the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He says there are many people who are at risk.
That may be the elderly, it might be young children, infants, kids that are outside, even people with respiratory issues such as asthma, they get affected by the heat as well. So if you have a friend or family member that already has compromised health, make sure that they're taking care of themselves.
The block also said the temperature will slowly subside during the evening. However, significant relief will not be felt until after sunset. For APR News, I'm Keith Huffman in Tuscaloosa.
Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama this evening with lows between the lower and mid-70s and a 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight in Mobile and the Gulf Coast with lows in the upper 70s. 79 in Selma, Florence, and Montgomery, 82 in Mobile, 91 in Huntsville, Jasper, Tuscaloosa, and Birmingham. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.